Our gospel today begins with a journey. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah. At this time of year, I think a lot of us can appreciate the idea of taking a vacation. Thousands of people are headed to the beach or to the mountains or some national park or even abroad to Canada. But what Mary does here is hardly a vacation. She has just been told she is to be the mother of God. And rather than keeping the news to herself or wondering how she will cope, Mary sets out on a journey to visit and care for Elizabeth, her older cousin, who will soon give birth. And that meeting of Mary and Elizabeth gives us an image of God's presence surrounding all creation with the embrace of love. Elizabeth responds with her whole person to the visit of her cousin, so much so that the child in her womb leaps for joy. Mary's yes to God can't help but stir the very life growing within Elizabeth's womb. Her entire being is literally flooded with the energy of God, which she pours forth on all those who come in contact with her. I think a lot of times we tend to think of Mary as this quiet, serene person, a woman of few words, but blessed with tremendous faith and boundless trust. But today, I'd like us to think of her a little differently. Think of her also as a woman of action. Mary is on a journey, a continual journey, a journey that took her to places she never imagined. From Nazareth to Bethlehem to Cana in Galilee, and yes, to Calvary. And the feast we celebrate today, the Assumption, marks the conclusion of that journey. November 1st, 1950, Pope Pius XII defined the Assumption of Mary to be a dogma of faith. A dogma affirms that Mary's Assumption is an integral part of our Catholic faith, a mystery long believed and celebrated in the Church. Today's feast declares that Mary, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul into heavenly glory. This feast of the Assumption is the oldest and greatest feast of Mary. Our Byzantine Rite brothers and sisters commemorate this feast as Mary's dormition or her falling asleep. It is a feast even revered by the Muslims. So why then is this feast day so important? Why did it take until the 1950s for the Church to proclaim this ancient belief, a dogma of faith? Well, 65 years ago, the world was still recovering from one of the most horrific experiences of war and destruction that the world had ever seen. World War II and the revelations of the Holocaust were followed by the terrors of the atomic blasts over Japan and the dawn of the nuclear age. The Church proclaimed as dogma what was already believed, to emphasize the importance of the Incarnation and the dignity of all human life. And Mary is that reminder for us. From Mary's body was formed the incarnate Son of God, the Word made flesh, the name of our parish community, a symbol that the body of every Christian, every one of us, is to be a bearer of God's presence.
Amen.
Mary, as the first disciple, in many ways prefigures all the disciples who will follow, those who traveled throughout the whole world to proclaim the good news. Like those disciples, Mary was a missionary, the first missionary, if you will, a woman who traveled and carried Christ into the world. And Mary is that first disciple and model for us because Mary accepted the will of God and embraced it. Pope Benedict XVI, in one of his homilies, has described the story of the Visitation, our gospel today, as the first Eucharistic procession, with Mary carrying Christ out into the world in her womb. One of the documents of the Second Vatican Council describes us as the pilgrim people of God. We are on a journey, guided by faith, sustained by hope, with the gospel as our guide, and the Eucharist to give us strength. Mary is the lowly servant on whom God looks with favor. Mary mirrors the good news her son will proclaim, a gospel of forgiveness, of humble service to one another, of justice, and ultimately resurrection. The feast of the Assumption that we celebrate today is Mary's Easter, the fulfillment of the promise of her son's resurrection in her own life. As Mary welcomes the Christ child into her life, despite its many traumatic complications, we are called to welcome Christ into our homes and communities. As Mary journeys with her son to the cross, we are called to journey with Christ and take up our own crosses. As she holds the broken body of her son, we are called to support and hold and heal one another in our brokenness and pain. As she realizes the promise of her son's resurrection at the end of her days, we are called to live in the joyful hope that the same Easter promise would be fulfilled in our lives. What we celebrate today in Mary's Assumption is another guarantee of our own resurrection and return to God. The Feast of the Assumption should empower us not to run in fear from death, from our own death, but rather to face and ponder our death in faith and in hope. In celebrating Mary's bodily assumption into heaven, this feast celebrates the faith we express every time we proclaim the creed. We look for the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. But though Mary left this world, she isn't removed from us. Her life is closely entwined with ours. All of us, like Mary, are on a journey. All of us are traveling to places we may not understand, to destinations we can't see. Brothers and sisters, the road is long, and the journey, as you know, sometimes isn't easy. We pray to have the trust in God that we need to travel whatever road we must take, just as Mary did. My friends, at the conclusion of this Eucharist, we'll go forth from this sacred space to our homes. But before we do that, let us pause and pray for Mary's companionship and support as we ourselves set out in haste to all the places we need to be. Today, my friends, we turn our hearts to this woman full of grace, imploring her to pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.